Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jennifer Payton, Camilla Sutton, Charles Craig, Igor Nikolsky, Brianna, Cara Martin, Lauren Coleman, Wim, Shauna Bracken, Callie Shearer, Zalia Chimera, Christopher Nies, Maxwell Scrocky, Philip Platt, Aurora B, Johnny Dangerously, Athena Frade, Lice Rojas, Iris, Kim Cuthbertson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 153, Love Bombing.
Statement of Barbara Mullen-Jones regarding her 9 months spent with the Divine Chain Cult. Original statement given 2nd April 2012. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. Everyone thinks they're too smart to get involved in a cult. I'm sure you do. You think that at the first mention of aliens, or the end of the world, or the lost book of the Bible, where Jesus buried his holy staff in the foothills of the Himalayas, you'd go running. Trouble is, that misunderstands how it works. I mean, when I was with the Divine Chain, some of the smartest people there were also the most committed. Intelligence doesn't make you less prone to taking on bad ideas, it just makes you better at defending them, to other people and to yourself. Smart people can believe some truly ridiculous things, and then deploy all the reason and logic at their disposal to justify them. Because belief doesn't begin in your mind. It begins in your feelings. And cults are very good at finding you when you're at your lowest point, when you're at your most emotionally vulnerable. And when you're at that point, it's astounding what can crawl into your heart and start to fester there. I hit my lowest point when I turned 41. That's when my life came crashing down, at least on the inside. From the outside, I'm sure everything looked pretty much okay. I was getting gigs, I had a job, I had plenty of friends and a supportive family. But that was when I started to properly look at my life, and I really didn't like what was looking back. I was a stand-up comedian, you see, and a really good one. That's not boasting, that's just the truth. And I'd always assumed that that was enough to eventually have real success. And for the first 10 years, it seemed like I was right. I worked my way up, performed for basically nothing basically every night, and got to be pretty successful. And then I stayed that way for the next 10 years. Trouble is, do you know how much a pretty successful comedian makes? Let's just say I had a full-time office job and was still barely making rent. But between working full-time and gigging full-time, I just kept putting off everything else in my life. Always so sure the big time was just around the corner. This is the TV spot that gets me noticed. This is the sellout fringe show that makes me mainstream.